of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Coming up on the program, I wish I had one of those Evan Cohen bobbleheads. He had a minor league team in West Palm Beach do a bobblehead giveaway when he was working exclusively for our West Palm affiliate. 10:30 coming up, we've got Bill Schroeder from Bally Sports Wisconsin, our longtime friend. Although he wasn't on the call last night.
I'm telling you, I know we tried to get Bill after that weekend where he celebrated 30 years.
Yeah.
I thought that was super cool, man.
It's awesome.
All of his old partners, and man, I thought that was awesome. Bill's obviously a great friend of the show, and Brew Crew, tough one last night, but they're humming. Do you think the Brewers, if you had a bet right now, I know you don't bet.
I don't.
But since you mentioned Jamie in Mequon, and I thought it was Jamie in Orlando that did that, but you're going to be right.
No, Jamie, there is a Jamie in Orlando, but Jamie in Mequon is the guy.
Jamie and Mequon's our trifecta guy. And Jamie, I'm not going to do this to you now. So take the weekend off. Enjoy yourself.
I'm not going to get you.
July 8th.
I'm not going to ask you to put together the trifecta website again while it's 4th of July weekend.
What I'd like, and again, Jamie, you don't have to do this. We can. And is Jamie at all associated with our 565 analytics team?
I don't think so.
Are they just
maybe they're looking to expand, and he'd be a good hire.
I wouldn't mind a collab. I think a collab here might be good. Who do you think, odds-wise, have a less chance, as the crow flies right now, of winning a championship between our three major sports teams? You'd have to argue it's the Bucks. The Celtics are up here, right? Now Philadelphia is up here.
Wait,
Indiana just...
Well, wait a minute, NBA expert.
Hold up. Let me finish.
You just got done trashing the signing of Paul George. You can't put Philly.
Yeah, I don't like it, but Las Vegas likes it. I do not think Philly, but I don't like where the Bucks are at. If I'm shooting straight, I don't like where the Bucks are at. So you have Indiana who just knocked us out, right? You got teams that are a lot more athletic than we are. Where do the Bucks rank? Are they fourth in the East right now, as far as coming out of here? Maybe. Brewers, I know Shohei, and I know last year was our year because Shohei is now with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are heavy favorites.
Missed our window, yeah.
But
Phillies are very good.
Yeah, but old boy's got a calf. So
Braves are really good.
I don't know. How does Jamie, and Jamie, once the holiday weekend, Jamie, whatever you do, don't start working on this today. Wait, give it the weekend.
Yeah, but start on Monday.
If you're doing a pie chart of what's the likelihood, I think I'd put Green Bay at the top of it, and then I'd go Brewers, and I'd put the Bucks with less than 33% of the pie. How are you pieing it?
It's a great question.
Thanks.
I don't know.
Okay. That's not a great answer.
What else you got, Jesse?
Jesse, how would you pie? Let's give Jason a second because Scales and Brust on their old show used to do the pie chart of blame after pack.
Yeah,
I love that segment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love that segment. We stole that segment from them. It's the only thing we ever stole from their show. Where would you put it right now? I think I'd go 60 Packers. Then I'd probably go, I just want to make sure my math is good here, 25 Brewers, and then at least 15 bucks? Is that crazy?
I think I would go an even. I think the Packers and Bucks have the same odds. So I would go 40-40 Packers-Bucks, and then 20% for the Brewers. Just because of the pitching and the other teams in the National League.
Being too bullish on Green Bay?
I think so.
Am I being too bullish on Green Bay? I probably am.
The Bucks still have one of the best 1-2 tandems if you're looking at Giannis and Dame in the entire league.
You know what?
League.
You're right. Hey, Jesse, as I do a lot of times, I fact-checked myself in real time. 50, 30, 20. That's what I want. 50, 30, 20.
Who's 50?
Green Bay. 30 for the Brewers, 20 for the Bucks.
Wow.
And I think most people are going to say the Brewers have never done it. Why would you expect them to do it?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? And it's a fair criticism of – you'd be criticizing me in a fair way. But that's where I'm at right now. I'm nervous Jamie's going to start working on this soon. Like, I really am.
You know, Jamie probably has – I don't know Jamie. I'm assuming he has another job, so maybe the 4th of July weekend –
He's a wedding DJ.
Maybe the 4th of July weekend is actually the best time for him to work on it.
All right, hey, Jamie, I'm going to leave it up to you. You do what you do.
That's awfully nice of you.
Okay?
That's so nice. It's nice of you to give him the opportunity to work for you on his schedule for no pay. Jesse, help me out here. First of all, I think it's 34% Packers, 33% Bucks, 33% Brewers. Secondly, we wanted to get to this Clutch Tuesday power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Tausch is tweeting about the U.S. men's national team.
Of course
and
he is.
Soccer rules. We have trivia. We have Evan Cohen. We have Bill Schroeder. What would you like me to do right now?
I don't know.
You know what's great? Every question that we've asked, somebody has said, I don't know is not great radio. Just so you, I can tell you I know that. Hey, what do you think about this? Oh, I don't know. Not great.
So, I know Jesse learned this during the handful of days that I took off.
Mm-hmm.
The fun of this
job.
Oh,
he was exhausted.
I'm sure he was.
Wore him out.
Yeah, I know he was.
Yeah.
The fun of this job and also the challenge of it is you really never – you are, and I say this behind your back all the time, and I mean it, you are a genius. You and Evan Cohen, I don't know anybody like the two of you that everything that happens somehow is radio topic fodder. It's incredible. I had a whole weekend in Milwaukee. I was at Summerfest. Did I generate a whole lot of ideas? No, not my strength.
No. You had 2 weeks off, too, and you. I thought for sure you were going to say, I got the open, and when you said, no, I don't really have the open.
We all have our strengths. My strength is being able
to. The Brewers are at 28-1 on odds?
By the way,
so
Jamie already
you're
working.
Me.
Jamie already working.
Yeah, no, Jamie's
behest,
a worker.
Looking
I knew he would.
Maybe he doesn't have another job.
I was preemptively trying to not have Jamie work.
Most wedding DJ gigs are on the weekend.
You talked me off the ledge. I don't think anybody is sitting here right now with the roster currently assembled that it is, thinks that the Bucks have a better chance to win a championship than the Green Bay Packers. I don't. Brewers, I get it. Brewers hadn't won. Pitching, injuries, a lot of question marks.
No.
Dodgers are prohibitive favorites. I got a hard time. I would have a hard time putting the Bucks with the biggest slice of pie in my pie chart. I would.
I am hanging my Bucks hat on the conversation that we had after their season ended of Damian Lillard not being able to have the offseason that he would normally have, knowing he was being traded. The assimilation of him into the offense, the changes, three coaches within a calendar year, the Giannis injury during the playoffs, the Dame injury during the playoffs, that I am hanging my hat on that this group, if it stays together for one more year and has Doc Rivers the entire time, is an Eastern Conference Finals team. Whether or not they can beat the Celtics, I don't know. But I would have loved to have seen Bucks-Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals with everyone healthy. I think that would have been really
fun.
That
would have been great.
So I don't have a problem with them having better odds than the Packers, who had a great second half of the season and certainly were in position. But I have covered too many good Green Bay Packers teams that all it takes is one day where you play like Garbanzo or you have a knuckleheaded mistake or you have a ball bounce against you like the Jerry Rice fumble or 4th and 26 that a Super Bowl caliber team doesn't get to the Super Bowl. Where at least in the NBA, usually the best team wins a 7-game series. So I have no problem with that. And I
so help me out here again. Help me out here again. Who has went further in the playoffs the last two seasons?
Well, the Packers didn't even make the playoffs two seasons ago.
Sure.
And then they made last it to the second round last year. The Bucks.
My point is,
out in the first round each year,
saying,
so isn't that equal? They made the playoffs twice. The Packers didn't.
Nah, the
fair.
Packers won a playoff game. The Bucks haven't won a series. So
the Bucks
that's
haven't won
point.
A playoff series, yeah. And it's a lot easier.
And you're the better seed. You got
to
win.
It's easier to make the NBA playoffs than the NFL playoffs? Is that what you were going to say?
No, it's not. It's a lot more difficult, but you're just going against your own point. If you're the better team, you're not going to have a fluky first round upset against
you are if your best player blows out his calf during a meaningless regular season game against the Celtics that the Wilde family is attending. Yeah. That is not a fluke. That's a major injury to your best player.
Okay, well, that happened 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
It also
and that
happened
sucks.
The year they won a championship.
Yeah, and let me know how the Packers do if Jordan Love breaks his collarbone like Aaron Rodgers did twice. They're not sniffing the playoffs.
I feel like everybody that's putting the Bucks where they're at, and you're one of them that puts the Bucks in the heavy piece of the pie.
Well, you wanted an answer.
And I understand it, but I think we're living in the past, man. If I'm asking which future is brighter, it's not even close. It's the Green Bay Packers.
That's not the question you're asking, though.
But it is. But it is.
You're
but
asking who's more likely to win a title this year. That was the question.
Yes. I could phrase it, whose future is brighter in 2024, and I think it's the Green Bay Packers.
The future is not 2024. The future, we're in 2024. That's not the future.
Is the season started?
Oh,
is the
come
NFL
on.
Season started?
Get
come
on.
Is that not
here.
The future?
Come on.
What?
It's the current season.
It has.
He knows.
Are they? They're not even reported.
Knows.
Okay,
just
I'm not going to get into
L.
this. This is what you media people do.
Oh,
semanticize everything. Semanticize.
Romanticize and semantics come together for semanticize.
I think. Obviously, the future you look at 5 years down the road. How many times do I have to go over this with you? The NFL doesn't look at things in five-year increments. It's week to week. And this season, I feel better about the championship aspirations of the Packers over the Bucks because the Bucks, we keep saying all the same stuff, man. Things happen quick in the NBA, too. Guys get old. Injuries happen more to older players. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if this. Yeah, those are all great. But the Milwaukee Bucks have had two straight incredibly disappointing seasons, and they've done nothing different with what they just finished up with. Now, do I think Dame will be more comfortable and better? Yes. Is that going to be the difference between being able to beat a Boston Celtics team or an Indiana Pacers team? I would hope it's the Pacers, but you know what? You know who's getting better? Indiana, they're getting better too. You know who else is getting better? New York. You know who else is getting better? Philly. Can you say that about the Bucks? I don't know. I don't feel great about it, not as the crow flies.
It's been a while since we've had that, and we've had that twice in one show. All right, we need to play trivia. Dr. Boomer in Chicago, meanwhile, has a dad joke for us. I saw a baguette in a cage at the zoo yesterday. The sign next to it said, bread in captivity.
That's good. Jesse, are you going to get all of the accumulate all of these, curate, as Jason Wilde likes to say, and give us a three to pick from? Because we have that 11:30 drop dead time that we're going to be doing this commercial. I think we need to have it wrapped up in an hour. What is our best?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't know.
I thought
was
for
the
sure
answer
you were
I was looking
say,
for
I
there.
Why you didn't say I don't know, I don't
it's
know, but you didn't.
Jesse, hi.
I think Jesse's on vacation already. I know Jesse's heading up north, and he's going to get meat raffling and all this. He's had a long day. You worked a full day yesterday. You did. What's the show called that you did last night?
The Great Dane Huddle was last night.
There you go. You're doing all that, and I think, is your car,
no.
Is this like when the Packers season ends, and boy, the guys got their cars warmed up heading to the airport?
You're Bo Jackson and I'm Tausch, and I can't keep up on the bike with you right now.
All right. I want to get to Bill Schroeder somewhat close to the 10:30 scheduled time that he's supposed to appear with us. So we're going to play trivia right now. Caller number 9-844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 9, the category Colorado Geography Tuesday. The Brewers are in Colorado. I watched the game last night. Vinny Rotino. Whoa. Alongside Jeff Levering on the call. I hate the guy going to second base to start extra innings. I hate that. Caller number 9 right now, 844-770.
Would you rather have 22 innings? Stay up all night?
I would. Yes, I would.
Entertain me. I forgot. You're in the entertainment.
That's exactly who I am. Yes, indeed. And you're entertaining me today. Caller 9, 844-770-3776. We will play trivia coming up next. Tausch, entertain me by telling me about Johnson & Sons paving.
Well, summer is here, and before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes, and replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare your customers or your tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons Paving to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time, and maybe that's never. So don't you dare leave me now, throw my heart on the ground. Cause tonight ain't the night for sorrow.
Time for trivia, so we can get to Bill Schroeder, scheduled to appear at 10:30, which we will not be done with trivia by then. Let's welcome in our contestant. He is on the short list. I would call him a semi-finalist for the
when is that list?
Wilde and Tausch Hall
of Fame.
So I'm having a little bit of trouble. I'm trying to get a hold of Phil Sklar, who is the head of, and I believe the founder of, the National Bobblehead.
Those twins that are twins that do the
I think the same last name, no relation though. He's got the Bobblehead Hall, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame. So I'm looking for some insights into how to run a Hall of Fame. I mean, he's got it. Like, it's down in the Third Ward in Milwaukee. And so, plus I had a bobblehead idea that I wanted to do. So
five people, what are we thinking? Like, how many?
I think you originally said three for the first class. I said that's too few. You know, it's an inaugural class. We want it to be a big celebration. I was thinking somewhere between five and seven. Maybe a seniors committee person being brought into the mix, too. Somebody that was maybe there at the beginning but has faded a little bit. You know, kind of our Leroy Butler. So we'll have to see how this goes. But I got a lot of other things on my plate, including trivia. But this guy, he's come to see us when we've been at Steinhoffel's, plays trivia seemingly every week. It is our buddy Jerry in the Prairie. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great. All right. Here's the category. It's Colorado Geography Tuesday Trivia. Question number one. Wait, Tausch, do you not want to play these? Do you want to do this like Wisconsin trivia?
Nope, I got it. I'm good.
You sure? You don't want to play along?
Positive. Tomorrow I'll take off. All right, here we go, Jer.
All right.
Jerry, do you want to try to go with answering the questions without the answers, or do you want to just play it normal?
We're just going to take that one at a time.
Good answer. Well done. Very prudent.
That's Hall of Fame type thought process right there. In which of these Colorado cities is Coors Brewing Company located?
Golden.
Is it? Yeah, boy.
Golden, Colorado.
Yes, sir. Golden.
Jesse put a lot of effort into those answers, so I'll read them for you anyway. Golden, Colorado. Silver City, Colorado, which I believe is also an actual place. and Bronzeville, Colorado, which is not an actual place. Good, Jerry. You're so nice laughing at that for Jesse. Well done. All right. Question two, Jerry.
It should be Matt Hamiltonville. Am I right?
No, he was fourth place. which I think is tin. Question two, Jerry, is this. There is only one place in the United States where four states all meet in one place. Colorado is one of those states. Which of these is not one of the others? So you're going to need the choices on this, because you could say Wisconsin, and technically that would be right. Yeah. All right, so which of these is not in that intersection of those four states? Is it Utah, Wyoming, or New Mexico?
I'm going to say Wyoming.
And you would be right. Jesse, what's the fourth one?
Arizona.
Nicely done. Tosh, you got question three.
I do? Okay. I'm
excited
about that. Yeah, it says
right here, asked by Tosh.
Latitudinally! Which of these Colorado cities is located farthest north? Is it Boulder, Colorado Springs, or Aspen?
I'm going to say Colorado Springs.
Would you like to touch it?
Although I think we should check this. I don't think Jesse...
Boulder.
You didn't touch it.
Yeah.
It's, at least based on the information we have. Yeah, we'll fact check Jesse on that and get back to you.
I would fact check that. I don't think Jesse
is right either. All right, Jerry, you got two out of three. That means you got three of the four entries. Okay. We're doing the drawing tomorrow. Jesse won't be here because he's already on vacation, and he's still working today, technically.
in fairness, he's been on vacation since 9:15.
But we will do the drawing tomorrow. There will only be three contestants, and you've got three of the possible four entries. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love a good love you guys.
Two for two. That makes me want to crack open a Coors Light. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged so it's made to chill. And make sure those mountains are blue. Oh, great weekend coming up. A great long weekend coming up, especially for Jesse. And you know the cans need to be chilled to perfection. That's when the mountains are blue. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company. And as the first trivia question said, located in Golden...
Bill Schroeder of Bally Sports Wisconsin and our longtime friend on Wildy and Tausch are scheduled to appear next, so stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
That in this business, there's a lot of good people, but there's some real jack wagons, right? A lot of big
totally
egos.
Agree.
Yeah,
totally agree.
This is not an intro where I would say, and here's one of those guys. He would be the opposite of one of those guys. Very little ego and one of the all-time greats. And only on this show does he also get announced as a former Martin Luther High School Spartans assistant girls basketball coach. He is our friend Bill Schroeder from Bally Sports Wisconsin. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I was wondering how I was going to be introduced. Jack Wagon was not top of my list, but I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a great run for these guys this year, and yeah, the Martin Luther girls basketball team. I forget what their record was, but I had a pretty good time staying in shape and getting in shape for the season, running around up and down that court.
Yeah, Dave Bangert worked you really hard. No, the reason why I brought up jack wagons is not because you're one of them, but because it's always nice to see someone who is one of the good people in this business be celebrated. And Tausch and I both loved the 30 years in the booth
plus the number of years you played. And I mean, you've got the fantasy camp, which I still haven't been invited to. I'm wondering just how much it has meant to you to see the outpouring of appreciation for you, because you're not that guy. You're not that ego guy. And you must have been both a tiny little bit uncomfortable to be the center of attention, but really appreciative of all the adulation that you deserved and you received that day.
Yeah, you kind of hit it right on the head. I mean, I was uncomfortable with all the attention, but I was very, very appreciative of, you know, the Brewers getting behind this, you know, Bally Sports, what they did for, you know, Brian Anderson contacted all of my former partners, and he said he sent out a group text to all of them about a month before that, and he said within like 5 or 10 minutes they all responded saying they would show up, and that meant a lot to me. I've had some wonderful partners. They've all gone on to do great things, and it was great. It was great seeing everybody. You know, I did an inning with each and every one of my former partners, and you know, when I sat down with them in the booth, Jim Paskey and Vaskirjian and Sutton and LePay, and you know, BA was up there, and it was an amazing thing that when you sit down there and do an inning with them many years after, you know, you worked with, they were exactly the same. Mm-hmm. The delivery and the way they went about the game was identical to what they were when you know, I was working with him. Hopefully, I have learned a few things over the years and wasn't the same guy, because I know I drove Jim Paskey up a wall my first 2 years. He was a great mentor to me. He continues to be a mentor to me. And, yeah, it was just a fantastic day at the ballpark. The one regret I had was that first pitch. It was a real stinker. But, you know, hey, you know, I kind of bounced it off. It was in the right-handed batter's box, bounced it to BA. But, hey, you know, can't have everything.
Bill 50 Cent Schroeder joining us on Wildy and Tausch. So one of my favorite things, and I saw the photo, it would be a great piece of Brewers memorabilia if they would get that printed and have all the play-by-play guys and you sign it. I would buy one of those for charity. It was really a neat photo of all you guys together. And by the way, I thought you were terrific last night on the call of the Brewers and Rockies. I thought you were really insightful in extra innings. wait, that was Vinny Rotino. My bad.
Yeah, that was Rotino. Yeah, I'm up in Door County. So, you know, one of the things, you know, I mean, the Brewers have been really, really good to me in that they've allowed me to, you know, set my schedule. And I told them a couple of years ago, you know, I'd like to back off a little bit, just do home games. They couldn't be more accommodating. One of the nice things, when I show up on Sundays on getaway day, I see all these suitcases lined up in the service level. And I look there and I said, I don't have a suitcase in that line. So I get to go home with the wife and the family and, you know, 28 years of doing just about every game and going on road trips was enough for me. But, yeah, it's fantastic. Vinny's doing a great job. Diller's doing a great job. I think that, you know, the Brewers have a pretty good bench once they decide they've had enough of me.
Well, Bill, what was it like when Snoop was up there with you?
Fantastic. I wish he could have stayed the whole game. I mean, I didn't know anything about Snoop Dogg. I mean, the only thing I knew, he had a really cool beer commercial that I like watching. You know, he's sitting on the beach and drinking a beer. I can't mention the name of the beer because
nope.
No, we're a Miller Brewing Company, you know, thing. So, but that was great. But you know what? He couldn't have been more accommodating. You know, and the guys in the locker room were saying that they've had many guests come in there and go through there. He was far and away the best that they've ever had in there, taking pictures, signing autographs, and you know, doing his Snoop Dogg thing. And I had a blast. I had a blast with the guy. I mean, I think he was being real kind to me and BA because, you know, he's kind of a cool hipster, right? I mean, rapper, and, you know, he's kind of up with all the new stuff. But he was real good to a couple of middle-aged white guys up there in the booth. Are you
so,
guys there?
Yeah, we're here. I thought Tausch had more about Snoop Dogg because, you know, he's also...
I didn't have a follow-up. What do you want me to follow up on Snoop? I mean,
no, well,
Snoop...
Again, Snoop has done a lot of cool things. He has not worn the pants of CC Sabathia like you have. Continuing with Bill Schroeder on Wildy and Tausch. All right, Bill, let's talk about this team, because I don't think
with the manager change. Don't get Jesse started because he's been very, very mean-spirited toward the former manager, Craig Counsell. So don't get him started on that. The manager change, with trading away Corbin Burns, with the injuries that this team has dealt with, you could easily think these guys are in trouble. And they're the exact opposite. I know they lost last night in extra innings, but what has it been like, and has this been, of those 30 years that you've been in the booth, has this been one of the more, I didn't necessarily see all these good things coming type of seasons for you?
Exactly. I mean, I don't think anybody saw this coming. You know, particularly with, you know, all the injuries to the starting rotation. You know, they had, they had the opener yesterday. The Brewers have used 15 different starting pitchers this year. And you would think that, you know, a team that is doing that is really scuffling and, you know, they're maybe trying to get to 500. But this is a team that's 15 games over 500 and doing a great, great job. I mean, the bullpen has been fabulous. But, you know, here's the thing. In the offseason, you know, you have the managerial change, you know, and Murphy certainly deserves that opportunity. He was there. A good ambassador with Craig Counsell for many years. I mean, and you wonder who was teaching who all those years based on how Murph's been doing it. You know, I mean, he's been fantastic, and the guys love him. I mean, they have an edge to him, and, you know, they're not going to take anything from anybody, you know, and they'll get their chin right in there. And I've never been one to say that teams ever give up in a game, but they don't. They battle hard right to the end. And it's been a lot of fun to watch. So, you know, in the offseason, you know, you had the managerial change, all that emotion with Counsell going to the Cubs. But you also had a team filled with young kids that have no real experience in the big leagues. And because of that, nobody knew what they were going to be and how they were going to play and how they were going to respond to, you know, big league environment. But, you know, it took them a while. But, you know, these guys have been fantastic. So the young players are the reason why the Brewers are where they're at. You know, the Perkins, you know, Churio is really starting to come into his own. He has been unbelievable since the beginning of June and swinging the bat and really aggressive. And, you know, Frelick and, you know, Joey Ortiz and Bryce Terang. I mean, how about Bryce Terang, the way he's been able to make, you know, the transition from a really good defender to a guy that really wasn't much of a hitter last year to a force in the lineup at the plate. You got two grand slams this year, right? I mean, so it's been a lot of fun to watch, and I think nobody really knew what the Brewers were going to be able to do because of all the young players that they had and they were going to be counting on. That's a wild card. You just don't know. Taos, you know it in football, too. You get a lot of rookies out there. You don't know what you have, and you just hope they're going to be able to perform, and when they do perform, that's when you're real surprised and things are going well.
Yeah, you just mentioned that, and that was why I think last season, the Packers season, was so fun to watch because you didn't know. This Brewers team, obviously with all of its youth, the same thing. Bill, have you ever seen what before last night's game, five of the last eight games had a grand slam? Is there, in your 30 years of doing this, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, never, never. I mean, five grand slams in eight games, and, you know, Terang started it, and then he hit one the other day, and they're all big, you know. I mean, that grand slam that Terang hit just put that game out of reach and kind of took the Cubs right out of the game. It seems as though after that grand slam, it was 6-1, 7-1 at that point, it just looked like that game was over at that point. And, Cubs seemed to have their head down, but, you know, it's something else. I mean, all these grand slams and all these two-out hits and all these two-strike approaches and walks. And, you know, it's been a team that is a lot of fun to watch, and you never know what you're going to see from them. I mean, it could be no hit for, like, five innings, and then all of a sudden the bullpen, you know, the opposition's bullpen gets into the game, and, all you know, then their face starts swinging the bat. So never out of it. They're always learning. You know, Pat Murphy, and, you know, I'll tell you, Ricky Weeks has a lot to do with what's going on here, too. He had an edge to him when he played. I mean, a good edge. I'm talking about the guy was tough as nails, wanted to play every day. You know, all these coaches have been doing a great job. Chris Hook, he never gets enough credit. I mean, all the guys that they bring in. You're not talking about household names in that bullpen and in the starting rotation, but Chris Hook and Jim Henderson, they get their hands on these guys, and all of a sudden they become performers in the big league. So, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
All right, Bill, two more things before we let you get back to your Door County excursion. One, I want to ask you about William Contreras. We've seen lots of terrific catchers come through the Brewers for years, right? Jonathan Lucroy, Ted Simmons, David Nilsson, this Bill Schroeder guy, Charlie O'Brien. I'm curious, I mean, he's a stud, right? And what is it for you as an old catcher when you watch him? What do you think of him as a player?
Well, I mean, he's a gamer. He and Adames, they want to play every day. Adames still, he hasn't missed a game yet. He started every game, Adames. But, you know, William Contreras has improved more than any single guy that I've seen in the big leagues in such a short period of time defensively behind home plate. He takes it very seriously. He likes working with these guys. And all the guys that he has had to deal with behind home plate, I'm talking about, you know, pitchers, different pitchers, trying to learn them. I mean, it's not just the physical part of what he does, but the mental part. There's a lot of study and a lot of pregame prep that goes on. He's willing to do it. And, you know, he's, you know, the way he throws the baseball, the way he tries to back pick at first base, that's one of the reasons why you don't see a lot of stolen bases. These guys aren't getting too big a secondary leads because they know they might get picked off. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's got a terrific arm. And, you know, he plays so much behind home plate these days. You know, there was a point in time, the month of June wasn't all that great for him. But yesterday was a big day for him, right? Three hits, a home run. You know, Adames didn't get a hit on the homestand, and he had a big day yesterday. So they're gamers, and there's no better thing that a player can be known as. And, Tal, you can vouch for this. I mean, being a gamer, a guy that's going to go out there no matter what, he's going to give his all. He doesn't want to take days off. And, you know, that's what every player wants to be known as when it's all said and done.
You are right about that, Bill. And before you go, you're not out shopping and doing that. What's a Door County weekend for Bill?
Well,
such a gamer with all your time off up in Door County.
Yeah. I like to fish. I'm going salmon fishing on Wednesday out in Lake Michigan, one of my neighbors, we're going smallmouth bass fishing on Green Bay on Friday. Play a little bit of golf. I don't go in and out of the candle in fudge stops too often. But, you know, when my wife wants to go in there, I stand outside on the street and let her do her thing.
All right.
Invariably, well, you know, I'm gonna bump into something and have to pay for something I don't want.
Yeah. Stores pack things in there pretty tight, that's for sure.
All right. Well, we will let you get back to your fudge shops and candle shops after one last question. And Tausch gives me a hard time about this because he always calls me the Oprah of this show. But I have to admit, you know, you've been a good friend to us. You know that I have a tremendous affinity for you. But I have to admit, as I watched the celebration of your 30 years in the booth, that I did find myself thinking back to 2020. And when you informed us that you were basically a ticking time bomb with your aorta. And it got me thinking about how we might have missed out on not only a good friend who has been so great to us, but seeing that moment that day. Again, maybe that's just me, but that's how I found myself thinking. And I'm just curious, in the years that have followed, in any way, are you different because of that experience? Because you were such a great guy even before that, and I just found myself wondering if that experience, what kind of impact it had on you.
Well, I had so many people to thank for that. Number one, my wife. I mean, she was fantastic through the whole process. And, you know, the doctors, you know, Dr. Klutschke, the cardiologist, and Paul Pearson, the heart surgeon, and, you know, all the nurses and the rehab people. And there's just so many people involved in me getting through that. You know, I feel like right now, I'm playing with house money. You know, had that not been discovered, you know, from Dr. Young, Brewer's physician, I went in for a physical and a prostate exam, and he checked my heart and he said, "We need to get you over to cardiologist like today." So he rushed me over there, and a week later, I was I was having full blown open heart surgery. And that was a process. So, you know, the bottom line is I don't sweat the small stuff too much these days. I kind of enjoy, even when I hit a really bad shot in golf, I don't get too upset about it because, you know, the alternative is never doing it again. So, I think you just enjoy things a little bit more once you go through, you know, a near-death experience like that. And they said that had I not been caught, and I would have kept, you know, went on my, to my business, I'd probably be gone by now. So I have a lot of people to thank for that, you know, and I appreciate all the kind words. I have lived a charmed life with this organization for 30 years. I loved every minute of it, and I can't imagine, you know, not going to the ballpark when these guys are home at American Family Field. It's been fantastic.
Well, we are so lucky to call you our friend. And, hey, this is another one of those great benefits of surviving that episode. You get to talk to us. What a wonderful blessing that must be.
And by the way, we'll get you to fantasy camp. I know Tausch was there. He had a good time. So.
Yeah.
All right. Rock, you're the absolute best. We love you, buddy. Thanks for making time for us.
All right, thanks. Anytime. Talk to you later.
That is Bill Schroeder, who is on his way.
Will you actually go down there if he invites you down there?
I have another friend who did it.
Are you going to guarantee it?
I guarantee that if I got an invitation, I would go. Now, I would say this. I have a friend, Ben Haas, who went, and he's...
Is he related to Moose Haas?
No, not
I
Moose Haas,
Ben,
nor the new catcher.
Ben is
Eric
with the Lombardi Foundation. Yep.
Big hit last night, Eric.
Yeah, so Ben's great. I love him. But he was posting every day about his journey through the fantasy camp.
Yeah.
And it is a grind. Like he had like ice packs on his knees. Like you work. So I feel like I better start training now if Bill is going to invite me to the next one, because I need to be in far better shape. Although you went.
Fair. I didn't play. I managed.
You were the manager?
I helped out, yeah.
Weren't you, like, up in the broadcast booth and, like, not really doing anything?
I did our show. Yeah, I worked.
I remember that.
When I was there.
Did you take BP?
Right. Yeah, I took some swings. Yep.
Were you wearing CC Sabathia's pants? All right. We appreciate Bill Schroeder making time for us. There is one thing that I want to get to before the end of the 10 o'clock hour. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Thanks again to Bill Schroeder. If you missed that interview, Jesse will have it up in the podcast section of Wisconsin On Demand. Spotify, already got the alert from Spotify that the 9 o'clock hour podcast is up. So good work, Jesse. Tausch, the question I wanted to ask, and I didn't ask Bill.
That car engine's running, baby. That car engine
is
running.
He's not messing around.
He's got the pod downloaded.
We
got
to get up to Cribbins.
Oh, baby, I'm not even going up till tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Well, listen to you guys on
cars
the drive.
Screaming. Those tires are going to be screaming.
Tausch, real quick, because I didn't want to use up our time with Bill asking him this. Plus, I wanted to ask my touchy-feely question. I made the comment, having watched last night's ball game, that I don't like the second base runner to start the inning all the time. You are pro that? Because
yeah, I like it.
Why are you for that? Because the Brewers
for
ended up
regular season games.
The Brewers ended for up in a situation where the second base runner moved up to third, then they walked two guys, and then they obviously gave up the game winning hit. So I didn't enjoy that.
All right. Do you enjoy having the utility right fielder pitch in
the
22nd
actually
inning of a game that you have no interest in standing up for?
How many games go 22 innings?
It happens.
And
a lot of games
like
went 13, 14 innings.
I think 22 innings may have been
another
once.
Five or six.
In the history of baseball, one
drama
game.
You want to have drama. You want to have, you know, put the game in a position where it's super entertaining, and it's not just the same old, same old. So they don't in the NBA. They don't play another full quarter. They put 5 minutes on the clock, which, by the way, is too much. They should have 3 minutes, or they should do. It should actually be, you make a hoop, you get a stop, the game's over. That would be better for me if I'm doing the NBA overtime. It should be first team to score and get a stop wins. That would be the better way to do it. Here, I like it. It's not a gimme. Both teams get the chance to do it. There's different strategies involved. It's a great way to finish regular season games where people are actually going to stay and watch them. It'll blow through your bullpen. It's a beautiful thing, and they should keep doing it.
Hmm. Also a beautiful thing, AmFam.
Indeed, and you know what? It's that time of year again. Nobody tailgates like Brewers fans. But what if I told you an American Family Insurance can even help take your tailgating to the next level? Sounds like a 30 for 30 to me. Enter the Super Fan Tailgate Sweepstakes. All expenses paid day at American Family Field. With your own personal chef for you and five friends, you'll get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and more. Go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
But can you throw out the first pitch? All right, that's it for the 10 o'clock hour. The 11 o'clock hour will include a conversation.
It's already downloaded on the pod. Wow, that's all. That's fantastic.
Vroom,
great job,
vroom.
Jesse.
Bill Schroeder has been uploaded.
We're still waiting for Tuesdays of 2 weeks ago, but, man, you got that son of a gun downloaded, you old rascal.
The 11 o'clock hour will include a visit from Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike and some Woe Nelly. Maybe we'll get to Tuesday Power Rankings about Jordan Love being clutch. Maybe we won't, but stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.